Just a few minutes ago, we got the word at the age of 85, a legend to the game. Kids grew up with his video games, but a guy that was bigger from just a broadcaster to a Hall of Fame coach in John Madden passing away today. And somebody that was a huge part of football and kind enough to make time for us today. He's already been on with his show, Talk Football with Coach K, that I have the honor to get to be with him each and every day as a former NFL coach and player in K Stevenson. And coaching the Buffalo Bills and playing for the Chargers and so much opportunity working with folks like Tom Flores. He knew Coach Madden and, you know, as part of the NFL fraternity, only so many NFL coaches out there of all time. So we wanted to give having a coach something that many markets don't have, having a former NFL coach here with us on the network that we get to talk to, gave him a call and he was kind enough to make time for us here tonight at 6:27. Coach, thank you for your time, and I'm sorry about the news there with John Madden and being the first to tell you.
Yeah, good to be with you, Chad, and always hate to hear news like that. I knew that I had heard that John was not doing well, but I didn't know that he was in that kind of shape. But I sure hate to hear it. John was an institution in himself. He was one of a kind. I'll tell you, there's some great stories about John. I got to know John pretty well. I was out there in Oakland for a cup of coffee with him, but I was kind of injured at the time. But they picked me up when I was playing, and I was there for a couple months with him. John was he had some interesting. You talk about some interesting players out there now with Billy Cannon and Davidson, all the players that they had at that point out there with Oakland. And John handled it extremely well. Now, he was a good. Some coaches are better X and O guys than other coaches, meaning they've got a little more football knowledge, or maybe able to impart football knowledge better than others. He was good at it. He not only had the knowledge, but could get it across. He was a guy that I can tell you the players, without question, respected John. And there were a lot of players there who, back then, there were players there who were older than he was. At the time, he was, I think, 33, 34 years old. And there were players there older than him. The old quarterback was one of them. But John did a great job corralling all those people, holding them together. And I've often thought about that since being out there, what a good job he did with such a wide array of personnel that most people would not have been able to maintain any type of order and discipline. He did it in a great way. People liked him. Not only liked him, but they respected him. Very unusual guy, and he came across that way on television. I don't know how most people would, if you're honest with yourself, and maybe there's some that didn't like John, didn't like his delivery, you would be in the minority. Because I think he just, the way he came across, his homespun language and deep feelings that are sincere, and he just, he came across as being that guy you'd love to have as a friend or a next door neighbor and talk football with, and people loved him. So he had a tremendous television personality. So I don't know, how do you sum up a John Madden? How can a guy go do what he did? Never really played pro ball. He played some college football. I think he was at one time in camp in Philadelphia, but just a very, very unusual personality. Great guy.
How did it work for so many years? Coach, you know, there's different personalities. And, you know, you and I have worked together for 7-8 years and keep a friendship. And, you know, we don't have the same type of personality, but you respect what somebody can do, and I hope people can always, they know someone's heart. And, you know, for John Madden, he had a good heart. I think what you said, people can tell good people. That's why Lee Corso, even though you've talked about him and laughed about how sometimes how he can clown around. And Lee Corso, though, I think people love Lee Corso and Dick Vitale in college basketball because they know that these people genuinely care and try to do so much off the field and help with pediatric cancer societies and what they do for the love of people. How did John Madden for so many years, though, work with Al Davis and get along? Because to me, that's like a fire and ice combo when it comes down to it. How did they get together and did they get along?
That's a great question. I think John was such, had it not been for his personality and his strengths, which were overwhelming, I think, he would not have been there that long. He was there 10 years. That's an all-time record. He and Tom Flores were the two that could work with Al. And there were a lot of other coaches that were in and out of there that just couldn't do it. But I think John, now, you know, when he retired, which is something a lot of people don't know, but when Madden retired, he was actually very young and had great success, and there was a tremendous amount of support for him to stay in the coaching field, not to retire. But supposedly, and I know this to be true, I shouldn't say supposedly, he had ulcers, tremendous problem with ulcers and other problems that medically they advised him to get out of coaching, that he wouldn't live if he stayed in it. So he got out of coaching and obviously did such a tremendous job with television that he became an institution in both fields. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Coach, for me, I'm a little bit too young to remember. I remember him broadcasting a little bit, but even still, like, they obviously come out with the video games and stuff, and having grown up playing, you know, games when I was growing up, you always heard John Madden's voice and the boom, bang, or doink, you know, those, he had an affinity for like you said, you know, presenting football commentary in a unique way that not a lot of people had heard before. And I don't know if you were able to see the documentary over the weekend. I wasn't able to, but I recorded it, and I'm looking forward to it, to learning more about, you know, who he was and what made him such an icon for the sport. Because, you know, just from looking at the reaction from, you know, players and fans of football in general, I mean, he was that. And Roger Goodell said in the statement as well, Coach, that he was football, and he epitomized everything that you would want in the game of football from the broadcasting perspective and from the coaching perspective. So I just wanted to say, too, that I appreciate, you know, you joining and coming on, because I feel like for younger people like myself, we never knew much about him from the coaching side of things or even getting into the broadcasting side. Not a lot of us really understood what we were witnessing in terms of how good of a person he was, football icon, and a coach as well.
Yeah, as I said, and that's well put, Drew, but as I said before, he was a very unique guy. And what he, the way he commentated during the course of a ball game was exactly like if you were sitting in a living room with him watching the game or at a bar or whatever. And he would be burying the bam, boom, all that, and the turducken and the the whole thing. It came very natural because that was not something he came up with out of the clear blue sky. It was a part of John, and he just let it roll. And I think people realize that. And again, is that certain something, you know, why do certain people really hit it off with ads, like Namath did at one time, like our quarterback at Cleveland now. He's on all the time. Manning, Peyton Manning at one time was making more in television commercials than he was playing. So just certain people have a certain affinity for that, and people are attracted to them.
Well, and they said too, I mean, just in general, I always tell people in life, Coach, you could say what you want, and everybody's got an opinion on things, but culture, society will ultimately dictate what works and what doesn't. You know, you can come out with documentaries on pink slime and ooze on burgers, and you probably know what place I'm talking about, but there's also a sign that says a billion served, and it's got two different places now that you have to drive through because one wasn't enough. And I don't even have to say anything, but you know exactly what place that is because it's got a big golden arch. And the thing is, it doesn't matter what you and I think. The culture and society will tell you what they like. John Madden, when he got there, if you said, I can't stand John Madden or this or that, whoever would say that, which I hope nobody would say that. But the thing is, Rupert Murdoch called him the crown jewel of sports programming in the world when him and Summerall decided to join them. At the time, Fox was reportedly losing an estimated $4.4 billion on its NFL contracts for the eight-year deal. And when they got there, it, within a 5 to 6 year span, had made that money back up, and they became the staple to watch the game with Madden and Summerall. And then the video games came out where the kids growing up played the video games and knew John. When you were 5 to 15 playing games, heck, people, there's Madden tournaments today for full-grown adults. But when it came down to it, people grew up with Madden at every age, and they knew him. By the time they were a kid, they could watch the game with pops at the bar or at the restaurant or go to the game with them. And Coach, you know, he became a staple, but nobody, like you said, he was just John. He didn't ever change who he was. And then joining Al Michaels in the Monday Night Football booth and what he did. So I just wanted to give you the first platform. We were about to talk about it, but knowing him, being there, I know he's a little bit older than you, but I know that you had a chance to be around the game when he was there. And, it's a sad day at 85, Coach. I know there's many players and many coaches that you played with and or around that you hear about the news each and every week. And, you know, all I have to say is I hope people respect the history when people like John Madden are gone and respect what he did for the game.
Yeah, I do too. I certainly echo that. And, I knew him as a player. Of course, I was there at Oakland. I was in the team meetings. I saw how he presented football and all the other ancillary pieces of football, like discipline and camaraderie and all the other things that go along with it. He did an excellent job. And then I was around him as a coach. He was in broadcasting and had a chance to talk with him around the table with some other coaches and just a wonderful guy, and with a magnetic personality, people flock to him. And in many cases, now, if he didn't know you, some people said, I didn't see this in him. But some people said he could be a little quiet. You wouldn't think that with John, but if he knew you, felt comfortable, it's just a delightful conversation with an array of topics, believe it or not. So, anyway, good man. We've lost a good man in John Madden.
Well, absolutely, Coach. And his final in 2008 were the final days of his broadcasting career, and he really even before that, his ABC Sports and Fox Sports career. His Fox Sports career ended in 2001, and you know, you look back to it, and at the age of that was almost 14 years ago, but it, when you have a legendary person like John, that was 14 years ago, but it felt like yesterday, you know, that you heard John Madden's voice in your living room. And that's something that I hope people will resonate with. He also got to spend those last 14 years, like you said, going through health issues. He got to spend those hopefully with family and friends, where you know that the hustle and bustle of life, when you're a head football coach, there are some that are not fortunate enough to get that opportunity to get to enjoy the retirement or get to enjoy. You never retire from football, but get to have that balance of life. So whatever he was dealing with, and I know he's been dealing with health issues for over a decade, but he's been away from the game now for 14, 15 years, and I hope he got to be around the ones that loved him the most.
I think he did, and I certainly would agree with you. He didn't like to travel, so he was not going to be too far away from home, I think.
Did you ever get to go on his RV?
No, I didn't get to go on his RV. No. But he was quite a guy. Didn't have any turducken either.
I have not. But you know what? Honestly, I think he also made those Thursday Thanksgiving game so much more special. Drew and I growing up, I always age link Drew into my age here. He's 11 years younger, but at the same time, when, you know, growing up and watching those games with Detroit and Dallas, you always wanted who was going to win the Madden Award, where he came down with the turkey leg and
that.
So those meant a little more, even though Detroit, you knew Detroit was going to lose, but you know, if somebody could get a turkey leg for Madden, it was worth at least for them to watch them. So, Well, it was a sad day for NFL football, but, you know, like I said, I appreciate Coach. I know it's late, and we'll be back out there tomorrow having some fun, but I just wanted to give you the platform and the opportunity to talk about this first before Drew and I just sort of read off our future, where you actually got to be there on the sidelines with him. So.
Sorry to hear about John, number one. Number two, I'm happy to have contributed something. Hopefully it resonates with some, but for the most part, just John Madden was a genuine guy. He's not a phony, and he was the real person, the person you saw on TV and you thought he was that way. That's the way he was. He was a real guy.